This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. After last week's disaster in Nebraska with that flood that wiped out much, many people are saying, what can we do? I'll talk about it after this. Micrometer has been the friend of the farmer since back in 1955, supplying a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and dependability. And it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers now 65 years later. For a limited time, producers, when you order a new flow meter from Micrometer, you can get free shipping for it. You just mention the promo code FREESHIP. One word, free ship. You can just go to the website, micrometer.com/ag. I'll repeat that for you. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Go to that website to find out more, micrometer.com/ag, micrometer.com/ag. You've seen the images and you've heard the stories coming out of eastern Nebraska from that devastating flood that occurred the end of last week. You've seen all the water and the ice and all of the devastation, and many of you have been asking, as have I, what can we do? Well, we've seen this quite often when there have been disasters, when people all over the country want to try to help in some way the people of agriculture, whether it was wildfires in southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma, or the tornado devastation last year in the Carolinas, and now this devastation for the agriculture industry of Nebraska. People are saying, can I lend a hand? Well, there are two specific foundations that I would cite for you. Both have a track record, and one of them has a very lengthy track record of serving agriculture. The Nebraska Cattlemen Foundation has been around for just about 50 years. Yeah, it was established actually back in 1968. And that foundation's success and its ability to endow scholarships, to sponsor leadership and education programs, to assist with research and infrastructure projects has been possible because of the support from individual cattle producers and allied industries and, yes, other interested parties. They offer scholarships to qualified young people in Nebraska who have an interest in the beef industry, and they encourage contributions to this 501c3 organization. Their website, if you want to check them out, is NebraskaCattlemen.org. I'll repeat that for you, NebraskaCattlemen.org. The Farm Bureau in Nebraska has also a foundation. It's only been around about 6 years, but they focus on philanthropy to help develop agricultural awareness throughout Nebraska and to build consumer knowledge of our sources of food. The website, nefbfoundation.org. I'll be back after this.